Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. Now, let's talk about something super important, especially when life throws those curveballs we all know and sometimes love to hate, taking care of your mental health during tough times. Ever feel like you're riding a roller coaster with no end in sight? Like the ups are fleeting and the downs just keep coming? You're not alone. We live in a world that's constantly buzzing, demanding our attention, and pushing us to be on all the time. It can be exhausting, right? But guess what? Stoicism isn't about suppressing your emotions or pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows. It's actually about learning to navigate those tough waves with grace, resilience, and a whole lot of inner strength. Think of it like this. Stoicism equips you with the tools to weather any storm, no matter how fierce it gets. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you take care of your mental health during those challenging times. Number 1, practice mindfulness. It's not just about meditation, though that can be super helpful. It's about bringing your full attention to the present moment. When your mind is racing with worries about the future or regrets from the past, gently bring it back to what you're experiencing right now, your breath, the feeling of your feet on the ground, the taste of your coffee. It's a powerful way to break free from those thought spirals and find some peace. Number 2, cultivate gratitude. Now, I know this one can seem cheesy, but trust me, it's seriously effective. Take a few minutes each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny morning, a good laugh with a friend, these little moments add up. Focusing on what you have instead of what you lack can shift your perspective and boost your mood. Number 3. Embrace self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, even when things get tough. We all make mistakes, we all have setbacks. Instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with the same understanding and care you would offer a friend going through a similar situation. Remember, you're human, and it's okay to not be okay sometimes. Number 4. Surround yourself with positive influences. You know that saying, birds of a feather flock together? It holds true. The people we spend time with have a huge impact on our well-being. Make an effort to connect with supportive, uplifting individuals who inspire you and make you feel good about yourself. Limit your exposure to negative energy. It's not worth draining your precious emotional reserves. And finally, number 5, take action. Don't just sit around feeling helpless or overwhelmed. Identify what you can control in your situation and take steps towards making things better. Even small actions can make a big difference. It's about finding that sense of agency and empowerment, knowing that you have the power to shape your own experience, even when life throws curveballs. Think about that time you were facing a really tough challenge, maybe a stressful project at work or a personal conflict. What did you do to take care of yourself mentally during that period? Did you reach out for support? Did you practice self-care rituals like taking walks or spending time in nature? Maybe you rediscovered the joy of listening to music or engaging in a hobby you love. Remember, taking care of your mental health isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about investing in yourself so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. So go ahead, embrace these Stoic principles, and build that inner resilience to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and strength. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on this episode, what resonates most with you. What are your favorite strategies for taking care of your mental health during tough times? Hit me up in the comments or share this episode with a friend who could benefit from hearing these insights. And remember, we're all in this together. Let's support each other on our journey to building strength, simplicity, and focus in our lives. Until next time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.